James Leonard, the captain of Tullamore Strand, alongside us. We heard from you there, James, but it was a tough battle out there, wasn't it?
Oh, no doubt about it. You know, we've had so many battles with Eastern Harps over the years, and look, we knew today was going to be no different. We had said before the game, you know, there's a huge amount of fight in Eastern Harps. They've proven that in the semi-finals that they did. So we had said, don't be shocked if we win at halftime down, and look, that's how it proved to be. And we really had to dig deep there in the second half. They won the first half quite easy, and lucky enough, we really kicked on. You know, we got a bit more clinical in the second half, and we were able to see it out the end.
So what happened at halftime in that dressing room? Because things were, you know, 4 points down at that stage, and you were fully aware you were in a contest.
100%. You know, it was, we were just a bit too frantic, we think, in the first half. We were rushing things and making bad decisions, you know, some silly shot taking and things like that. But look, we had said it before the game, don't be surprised if you're down at halftime. And, you know, we went in and we kind of regrouped and we just said, you know, stick to the process and go back to what we're doing. And, you know, right shot selection, things like that, be more calm in the ball, and it'll happen for us. And look, the lads, you know, I can't praise them enough. Management put it there to be done, and the lads adapted there in the second half, and look, we got it done.
It says something about your squad as well. You lose Oisin last week, obviously misses out again today, then you lose Brian and Stephen early in the first half of that game, but that's what the squad is there for.
I said it about the lads there in the speech. They're, you know, they're an incredible bunch that they are. There's 35 lads and everyone is pushing for a place, you know. Look at this 7, 8, 9, 10 lads that are very, very close. We never really know what the first 15 is going to be some days, because everyone is going so well in training. So the strength and depth showed, the two boys went off. It's you know, it's happened in the past, and we've kind of, I think 2010 we lost a couple of lads and we got bet on that day. But this year, you know, we have such a strong panel, we have so many boys on the bench ready to come in and do a job, and lucky enough the boys that come in done well.
Coming up to the game, obviously the focus is only on Harps, but it will be nice tomorrow morning and know that you finally bridged that gap and you've put back-to-back titles together.
Yeah, look, at it's, you know, hasn't been done in a while in Sligo, but it's not easy to do, you know. Very hard to keep that appetite going for 2 years in a row, but you know, we kind of knew this year that there was something special happening. We knew that the boys are really applying themselves, you know, and it was never going to be beyond us. We knew if we applied ourselves and stuck to the process, we'd get there and come October time. And thankfully enough, the lads kept it going throughout the year, and we got over the line.